can you tell me, you know, how you got into teaching?
Certainly. It's interesting that when I was in high school, the school at that time had a shortage of math teachers. And when the substitute was out my senior year, they would let me sub as a teacher. So I would get paid as a teacher, even in high school, to tutor the kids. So I would have a regular class day, and I would be the math teacher for that day. So that was my beginning into being a math teacher. I went to Payne College. I got my master's in mathematics from Payne. And my wife and I, well, we were kind of like a partner. We were a team. So they were looking for...
Was she a math
teacher too? No, it's interesting. She was a social studies teacher here. And at the time, they were not looking for social studies teachers. Mm-hmm. This is like 1969. They were looking for math teachers. Mm-hmm. And they did not want social studies. So I told them, this is a package deal.
Oh.
You accept both of us, or I'm not coming. Mm. So Oberthaupe County gave us a package deal. They gave both of us the contract. While I'm there in the interview, the superintendent pulls out an exam. He gave me a math exam on the spot.
Wow. Is this common, or is that
no? No, that can't be common. I can't believe that's common.
Do you think that that happened because you were African-American?
You know what? I think that had to be, because I don't think he would give any other interviewee a math exam. But when I finished with the exam, he told the principal, need to hire this guy. So, yeah, we ended up being a math and a social studies teacher in Oberthaupe County.
So tell me about Oglethorpe County at the time that you were teaching there.
Yeah, that's interesting that you think about that. Oglethorpe County was a rural county, but they had wonderful kids. And at the time, it was segregated. Mm. And we integrated in 1970. And this is the sad part about it, Ms. Walcott. When we integrated, about 3/4 of the black teachers lost their jobs.
Wow.
And it had nothing to do with their ability. Mm. And someone asked, were we concerned about losing our job? I said, no, because we were good teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my wife was pregnant with our second child, and she wanted to go out on maternity leave. And they told us, superintendent told us in Oglethorpe County, they don't have maternity leave.
Okay.
Yes. But we found out that they gave a white lady to adopt a child.
Wow.
Maternity leave. Now, and we decided that she was going on maternity leave. So she had a discussion with the superintendent and went back and forth. And once we found out about the adoption, he said, okay, you can go on maternity leave, but you're not coming back. Yes, not coming back. Well, we were sitting at home one day flipping through the paper, and we saw where Title IX, there's a lady could go on maternity leave and have a job.
Mm-hmm.
And the superintendent was not aware that we knew this.
But you know how to read.
That's right. That's exactly right. But he didn't think we were reading.
Mm-hmm.
At least not that kind of format. So that we were so excited. That Monday morning we got up. We called the HED people, HEW I think at the time, Health Education and Welfare at the time.
Mm-hmm.
We called them and they said, we got it. They took over the case and she was hired back. We went to Sears. We didn't have any money. I told her, get the sharpest outfit you can find. And we're going to go back over there. And she went back over there strutting.
Mm-hmm.
And when she walked in, everybody's eyes lit up like, whoa, I didn't know she was coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And when they found out that we had shifted and fought for what we wanted, it really helped the black community to realize you can fight for what you want and things good can happen because of it.